From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Palestinian protesters clash with Israeli troops in the West Bank a third day this Saturday. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. One man is said to have been killed as a result. Mr. Trump's declaration did set off a wave of protest across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of the last town it held near the border with Syria, before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Iraq now turns its attention to rebuilding the many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who are still displaced. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says he will not attend the opening Saturday of a civil rights museum in Mississippi because President Donald Trump is in attendance. Lewis, who is 77 years old, worked with Martin Luther King Jr. He led the Civil Rights March on Selma and spoke at the March on Washington in 1963. For the last 21 years, he has represented the state of Georgia in the House of Representatives. Firefighters continue to battle several wildfires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures. This is VOA News.